ओमकारान्धशलाकया चक्षुस्मेंगुरवे कृपासिंदुभ्यम पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो 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 महाबलान्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतिशे नमः। Honorable Vaishnava, my dear God brothers and sisters, respectable gentlemen and ladies, and all my dear friends and children, by the mercy of the devotees, I am happily able to come here in this place and very happy to see the mood of the devotees and people here. They are interested about Krishna consciousness. Not only that, they are chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna and also glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. It is very auspicious mood of the people, and the devotees virtually they are showing internal and externally their heart expression and love for Krishna. And it is inconceivable, actually, this conception of Krishna consciousness. It's appeared in Bengal by the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his dear most devotee. It was in the Vedanta, Upanishad and other scriptures, but not revealed fully before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, it's come out very glorious way and in form of Panchatattva, Mahaprabhu blazed all over the world preaching Krishna consciousness. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached about Krishna consciousness, but his associates, Sri Goswami and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, six Goswamis and Nityananda Prabhu, they are very enthusiastic to preach about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu bestow his mercy upon the sincere seeker and Shukritivan ji,
pious souls.
Harir nama iva kevalam kalau nasteva gatiranatha. Naam vina kolikale gati nahi aar, sarva mantra sar naam, ei matra sar. Shri Sriman Mahaprabhu ordered to Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas in his past teaching life. Vishuna Suna Nityananda, Suna Haridas, Sarvatra Amar Ajna, Karo Haprakash, Prati Ghare Ghare Diya Karo Ehi Dhikha, Bala Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Karo Krishna Shikha. Mahaprabhu's teachings you with your full love practice Krishna consciousness, and that is your life's goal, and result you will get entrance into the Goloka Vrindavan, and there you will get service under guidance of associates of Sri Krishna, Radharani. They are service to Radha Krishna you will get, and that is the Supreme Life's goal. Aradhu Bhagavan Vrijeshatanaya Tadhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachi Vipasana Prajabudhu Vargena Jakulpita Srimad Bhagavata Vipurana Mamalam Premat Pumatho Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matanidam Tatradaru Napara Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, very exalted devotee in the school of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This slok is his composition, very gist, where he shown what is the conception of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu not told too much and not told many things for our practicing life. Mahaprabhu shown Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrijeshatanaya. We must worship the Vrajendra Nandan Sri Krishna, who is born in Vrajadham, in the house of Nanda Maharaj, Supreme Personality of Godhead, appear in a form of son of Nanda Maharaj, and he is our Aradhya.
Worshipable Lord.
Love, with love. And also that transcendental abode of Krishna, the Brajadham, that is our only place, shelter. And also, that shelter also worshipable. Everything is there worshipable. Through the service, we can worship there Radha Krishna. And Srimad Bhagavat, Taddhama Vrindavanam, Ramya Kachit Upasana, Brajabudhu Vargena Jakulpita. And method of worship, it is not like Vedanta or other scriptures ruling. With wholeheartedly. Wholeheartedly. English?
Wholeheartedly.
With full love,
yes.
we try to satisfy through our service to the Lord. That is the worship to Krishna. Then other Vedic instruments, they are practically invalid. My English is very poor, you forgive my English deficiency, please. But I am trying to speak in English, otherwise you cannot understand. And also, I shall be very happy if you can follow with sympathetic mood. Worship to Narayan, worship to other demigods, and worship to other avatars, incarnation of Krishna. Here is so far different. Difference we are seeing that. If you want to worship Narayan, you must make yourself as a very good worshipper, clean person. Then you will try through mantram and many instruments there for worshipping. And from far, you must pay your all the devotional mood to Narayan. And actually respect there, 90% will work for your worship. But here, worship to Krishna, it is hankering of your transcendental soul and pure love, affection with beauty, that will be workful to worship Lord Krishna. Srimad Bhagavat said, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Eti chaiso kala punsa, Krishna stu Bhagavan Swayam. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, everything coming out from Krishna. But Krishna and Krishna's power is non-different. But for the satisfaction, Krishna himself, power and Krishna divided for playing with the with the transcendental jiva soul. And that is the leela, pastimes of Krishna. And who wants to join there, wants to satisfy Krishna with their full love, affection, beauty, and divine activity, who wants to satisfy Krishna, he can join through the proper channel. They are the abode of Sri Krishna, holy abode of Sri Krishna. That is Vrindavan Dham, Vraja Dham, Goloka Dham. Srimad Bhagavat is the highest praman,
authority.
And Bhagavat, Vedavyas given before, Bhagavat, Srimad Bhagavat also composed by Vedavyas, but all the Hinduism or Vedicism or all the Indian culture, everything following the ruling of Vedavyas. Everybody and all the religion in India mostly group of Hindus, they are following all the rulings of Vedavyas as well as Manu Sanhita. But all religions' attitude going to worship the Narayan and Krishna Chinde Narayana ro opore.
Krishna is above Narayan.
Krishna's position
superior
above Narayan, and he is the supreme personality of Godhead. But before, when Vedavyas divided Ved four part, he made four part divided way, that is easily general sincere seeker can understand. And for understanding of the Vedas, Upanishads, he makes many Puranas, everything, but he himself not got satisfaction. One day he is thinking that time Narada Goswami, his Gurudev, come, and seeing Narada Goswami, Vedavyas was very happy. That is, he is thinking, I make many things for the conditioned souls, rescuing the conditioned soul, for goodness of conditioned soul. I make many things, but I am not happy. I am thinking it is not full satisfactory work, and I am not getting fully satisfaction in my heart. And why, I cannot understand. That time Narada Goswami come, his Gurudev, and he worshipped Narada Goswami. Then he asked, Je Prabhu, why I am not happy? You can understand, that is, you know everything. If you tell it, please. Maharaj, it is very close. This is the position. Then Narada Goswami said, yes, for that purpose I come to you. Actually, what is given to the jivas for the conditioned soul, it is not sufficient.
Karma-yoga, jnana-yoga, karma-mishra-bhakti, jnana-mishra-bhakti, and also bhakti-yoga, mixing way. And they are your expression, not given any special presentation. Actually, it is necessary. You can say everything, but extremely you must say what is supreme, and that you not told clear way. And not only that, you can give medicine, and already you've given medicine for the what do you call that? Rogi.
Diseased person.
Rogi in English, diseased person.
Diseased. Sick man.
Sick man.
Diseased. You can get medicine for the diseased.
You can get medicine for the sick man. But who is strong and not sick, or after getting shustata labh, after getting health, good health, for them you not give any food. Necessary to give good food for every person. And person, that is, they are transcendental, and that is, they have existing position with their good will, and they want to eat something good food, and how are you given that? Actually, who is suffering, you get release for them, you get clue for them, they can get really relief, but you not get proper food for the healthy person. Then Vasudev asked, now what can I do, Prabhu? Narada Goswami said, you try to give them Krishna consciousness and you express through your writing Krishna Leela, that pastimes of Krishna you try to write and try to distribute in this mandate world. Not only it is property of mandate world, it is property of the Goloka Vrindavan. I have got that seeds, and this way I am giving to you, you try to plant it in your heart, then you try to express through your writing and distribute all over the world, then you will get happiness. Then Vasudev got that Bhagavat Chatushloki mantra and also idea from Narada Goswami. Then he composed Srimad Bhagavatam. And Bhagavatam, four sittings happened. One, Narada Goswami, Vedavyas, and next sitting, Shukadev Goswami, and Vedavyas. Third sitting, in the Naimisha, Shukartali, there Parikshit Maharaj and Shukadev Goswami, and fourth sitting happened, Naimisharanya. There are 60,000 rishis, they are doing fire sacrifice, and in that meeting the disciple of Shukadev Goswami, he expressed that Bhagavat Purana. After that, Vedavyas, whole sittings, all the sittings, gradually he composed and given to this mandate world. And there's Vedavyas told about Srimad Bhagavat, before what I have given. Here, this is my last will and testament, like that. And what I am telling in the Srimad Bhagavatam, this is the highest knowledge about Krishna consciousness, and it is supreme goal of life. If jiva soul can follow
the directives of Srimad Bhagavatam, and all the jiva soul will get happy liberation position and service to the transcendental world of Krishna, and they will play with the Supreme Personality of Godhead happily, with full love, affection. They will get ecstatic form, ecstatical form, many things expressed in Srimad Bhagavatam. Nigama kalpaturu galitam phalam sukumukhadam tadbrahma sangyutam kivata bhagavatam rasamalayam muhuraho rasika bhuvi bhavuka. Srimad Bhagavat, it is all the Vedas' gist. Not only that, if we think the Ved is kalpaturu, Maharaj, what is this kalpaturu?
Wish-fulfilling tree.
Wish-fulfilling tree, like that, then their fruit is Srimad Bhagavatam, and Golitang Phalang means nicely ripe without skin and seed. It is very sweet, eating very palatable, and it is gist of all the transcendental ecstasy revealed in the slok of Srimad Bhagavatam. This way he expressed, and also ki Gayatri Bhashya Rupusham Vedanta Paribhinita.
Arthoyam
Brahma Sutranang Bharatartha Vinirnaya Gayatri Bhashya Rupusham Vedanta Paribhinita. And another sloka, Tadrasa Mritatiptasya Nannatrasyadratikkachi.
Sarva
Vedanta Sarandhi Srimad Bhagavata Mishyate Tadrasa Mritatiptasya Nannatrasyadratikkachi. All the gist of Ved Vedanta Upanishad, this is Srimad Bhagavatam. Who will read one Srimad Bhagavatam, he not will go any other scriptural, he not will be attracted any other scriptures. Only he will drink the transcendental nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam. And Gayatri Bhashya Rupasho. Vedanta Bhashya, Gayatri Bhashya, Vedanta, mane interpretation of Vedanta, Bhashya means
commentary.
Commentary of Vedanta Darshan and commentary of Gayatri Mantra. Everything in the Srimad Bhagavatam, if you can follow this conception of Srimad Bhagavat, you will get everything. This way, many higher and other Purana, they are also praised Srimad Bhagavatam. And that is Mahaprabhu said, Srimad Bhagavatam Purana Mamalam, Srimad Bhagavatam Pramana Mamalam, Prema Pumartho Mahan. This is the conception of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu said, what is inside of the Srimad Bhagavat, that is my conception. And Bhagavat Purana is the highest scripture in this mundane world. And Prema Pumartho Mahan, love of Godhead, divine love to the Supreme Personality of Godhead with full affection, wholeheartedly, that is the our supreme wealth, super wealth. Mahaprabhu said it.
And he preached this conception all over India at that time, and after that it is now spread all over the world. But here Mahaprabhu's conception not only come dearmost associate of Mahaprabhu and non-different with Mahaprabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, more exalted and higher conception, that what I told, that is supreme conception, no doubt. But supreme conceptions have two parts. One is Audarya and another is Madhurya. What is inside of Srimad Bhagavatam, that is Madhurya conception. Supreme Personality of Godhead, that two parts, one is Audarya and what is two part? It is English, Maharaj.
Two natures.
Two nature.
Two types of nature.
Two types of nature. One is Audarya and one is Madhurya. But Audarya Leela, pastimes of Audarya in form of Mahaprabhu appear in this world, and his dearmost associate and supreme preacher of Mahaprabhu Sampradaya, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and six Goswami, and down up to our Guru Maharaj, they all happily preach about Mahaprabhu. Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gaurangir Naam, Jejwan Gauranga Bhaje, Shai Yamar Pran, Nityananda Prabhu's mantra. Mahaprabhu told, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalau Nastevo, Nastevo, Nastevo Gatiran Natha. Krishna, 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 hey. Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Krishna Nam, Rama Raghava. Many name of Lord Krishna, Mahaprabhu given in this mundane world. But Nityananda Prabhu, he distributed a whole of the mercy of Mahaprabhu, and that is Mahaprabhu's name. Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Nityananda Prabhu knows the glories of Mahaprabhu. Who is Mahaprabhu? He knows everything. And with his associates, Nityananda Prabhu preaching another way, we will see. That is, Nityananda Prabhu preach, you worship Mahaprabhu, then you will get everything. Radha Krishna, his mercy and everything, if you worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you will be fulfilled. And who will worship Mahaprabhu? He is my life. I bow down to his feet. This way Nityananda Prabhu preach all over India. Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gaurangir Naam, Jijan Gauranga Bhaja Sei Amar Pran. Atopal ki Amari Kiniya Laha Bhaja Gaura Hoi. Jare Dake Tare Kahe Dante Trina Dhari Amari Kiniya Laha Bhaja Gaura Hoi. Ata Bali Nityananda Bhumi Gori Jai Sunar Parvat Jana Dhulate Lutar. Nityananda Prabhu's preaching, this line is this. Non-different form of Radha Krishna appear in this mundane world, and in form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then if you worship that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you will get everything. That is the preaching of Nityananda Prabhu. Mahaprabhu, he come for giving the Krishna prem, and Nityananda Prabhu, more merciful, he given us the Gauranga prem. And we are very happy and also surprised and proud to see that all over the world now chanting Mahaprabhu's glories, Nityananda Prabhu's glories. Up to here, when I come here, all the devotees telling Gaur Hari Bol Nitai, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol Nitai, Gaur Hari Bol. How nice and how sweet it is. It is, you can expect in Bengal, especially Navadvip or Vrindavan, they are Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna. But here nobody can expect, we can hear in this so far 10,000 kilometers far or more than that, the place here also Mahaprabhu himself appeared. Nityananda Prabhu's mercy took form here in the heart of the sincere and devoted soul, auspicious soul. Heart of the devoted, auspicious soul, Nityananda Prabhu appeared, Mahaprabhu appeared. They are giving joy, Nityananda Prabhu, joy, Mahaprabhu. Gaur Hari Bol. This we can respect in Bengal, but no other place actually. But by the mercy of our Guru Maharaj, by the mercy of Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj and his Gurudev, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, it's happened. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur predicted in his book, very near future, you all will see from the western world, southern world, many devoted souls, they will come in Bengal, especially Navadvip, and will chant with Indian devotee the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that day is very near, you will see. He predicted this verse written. Amana Bhavishyat Bani Korechen? এটা চৈতন্য ভাগবত, চৈতন্য ভাগবত আর চৈতন্য চৈতন্য দেয়ার অলসো বৃন্দাবন দাস ঠাকুর কম্পোজ অ্যান্ড কবিরাজ গোস্বামী কম্পোজ, যে পৃথিবী পর্যন্ত যত নগরাদি গ্রাম সর্বত্র প্রচার হইবে মোর নাম। আর ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর তো ভেরি নিয়ার সুন ইউ উইল সি ইট অ্যান্ড ইটস হ্যাপেন ইন দি 50 ইয়ার্স, অনন্তকাল মানে ইনফাইনিট time, their 50 years is very near, and we are seeing that not third generation, not past. First generation Bhaktivinoda Thakur, second generation first generation Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, we can say, and second generation our Guru Maharaj and Srila Swami Maharaj, etc. And third generation, we are the fallen souls. Then it is not past actually. We are seeing that. And I very stunned and surprised to see it and hear from the Western devotee's lotus mouth the Mahaprabhu's glories, auspicious name, fame, and that transcendental pastimes of Mahaprabhu they are chanting. It is very surprising me. And I heard it is going all over the world. But now, eyewitness, I am seeing it, all the devotional
enthusiasm
took form this way. Then it is only possible by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, and we are feeling very much enthusiasm to see this, and feeling very peace in heart. All the devotees, they are like our very near relative and friend. They are always trying to satisfy Mahaprabhu and their associates, and giving also mercy, prasadam, to us. It is only can get this fortunate soul, and this way I am feeling very fortunate that we are getting that mercy of the devotees here also. The Nityananda Prabhu is very merciful. He is Nitaye Koruna Habe, Brijeradha Krishna Pabe, Bhavanitaye Charana Dukhani. His mercy can give the service in Brijabham to the Lord Shiv, their Lord Shiv Radha Krishna. And none different, Nityananda Prabhu is our Gurudev, Srila Swami Maharaj, Srila Guru Maharaj. And they are also very merciful, and their form is none different to Nityananda Prabhu. And we have got their mercy. It is only can get the fortunate soul. Brahmanda Bhramite Kuna Bhagavan Ji Guru Krishna Prasadavai Bhakti Lata Bij. And that seeds we have got from our Divine Master. And it is in our heart, if we give nice nourishment, that seed must will take form as Bhakti Lata, and that Bhakti Lata can give everything of our life's benefit. English is very poor, I cannot express, but you know, you are all qualified. Not only that, when I am seeing your mood of devotion, I am feeling I am very poor in front of you. That is, you have so sweet and devotional heart. You are giving much affection to me, nourishment. What I am giving to you, I do not know. And what I can give to you, that also I do not know. That is, you have got everything by the mercy of Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Swami Maharaj. They are very merciful to you all. You are now here chanting the glories of Mahaprabhu, glories of Nityananda Prabhu. You are feeling presence of that transcendental abode of Vrindavan Dham in your heart. It is not flattery actually. You leave your previous life and now you are dealing with this present devotional Maharaj, bole den ebar
devotional life.
It's all possibility come through first through Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who alone come with full mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, and he blasted the mountain of Western ego and make very big and nice tunnel for us. And we are entered here through that tunnel. It is, everybody will tell, it is like daylight, like sun. It is very clear who is not envious or who is not very, mane, what do you call it? Uttanta durbhaga.
Unfortunate.
He must chant glories of Srila Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And by their mercy, we have got everything. Today, I am present here with many of my friends, many of my god brothers, sisters. But when Swami Maharaj came here, he was alone. He had no food, actually. He cannot take proper food that time. He had no money, nothing. But he had everything in his heart. And when he shown that in this world, all over the world, now stand to hear the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, they cannot believe it is possible. And few months ago, we have seen in Russia, from Russia, what was one year ago, was communist country. There nobody can sing Hare Krishna or any mantra. But now they are in front of Kremlin, they are dancing and chanting in the name of Mahaprabhu and Hare Krishna. That's also glory of Srila Swami Maharaj. Then I bow down to you all. You are very auspicious soul and you are given me a chance to speak something about Krishna consciousness and glories of Krishna's devotees. I'm so fortunate, huh?
Any questions?
No, Maharaj, you have no time at all.
10 minutes.
10 minutes, you will chant. Question answer is very good for me, but if you will give time, that is more good. I cannot speak formally for my English deficiency, but question answer, it is short way I can give answer.
Here's one. Here's one here.
And I am very happy. Tell.
Good.
For as long as I've been involved with Krishna consciousness, I've been encouraged to share what I've learned, to preach, to communicate with others. Uh-huh. And I've always, by the mercy of the Vaishnavas, become enlightened when I'm allowed to do that. Well, last week in college, I was discussing with one professor who was asking me the difference between the Krishna conception and Western religions. And so I, to the best of my ability, attempted to explain what I understood. And then the question arose within me, we have been told that we must exercise caution when communicating to those whose faith may not have developed. And yet, how can they develop faith unless they are allowed to hear? And so perhaps you can discuss.
Yes. Yes.
I've been always encouraged to preach, to give, share. So one professor asked me the difference between Krishna conception and Western conception. And I try to explain that, but I would like to hear from you that explanation of Krishna conception and Western conception of religion. Is that your question?
No, he said we are We are told that we should not preach to the faithless, but at the same time, if we do not preach to them, how they will get faith.
I missed
that. So what is to be done? We are told on the one hand that we should not be too eager to preach to those persons without faith, but at the same time, our preaching will give them faith. So what attitude should we adopt?
Is it?
I'm talking to someone other side of the room.
Anyhow, we must humbly tell to others, yeah, if you are my friend, if you want to know anything from me, I can present something in front of you. This is my material. It is very good and will create happiness in your heart and give you a very exalted life, what is transcendental, and you will get through this material what I have in my hand. You please test it and can see it. This way we can approach. It is not offensive. And other things, what are all these other religions, and what is the difference?
I heard that I was preaching about, they wanted to know the difference between Krishna conception and Western conception.
Yes, between Krishna conception.
Yes.
And I am very happy. Tell.
Good. I've been always encouraged to preach, to give, share. So one professor asked me the difference between Krishna conception and Western conception. And I tried to explain that, but I would like to hear from you that explanation of Krishna conception and Western conception of religion. Is that your question?
No, he said we are told that we should not preach to the faithless, but at the same time, if we do not preach to them, how they will get faith.
I missed
that. So what is to be done? We are told on the one hand that we should not be too eager to preach to those persons without faith, but at the same time, our preaching will give them faith. So what attitude should we adopt?
Is it?
I'm talking to someone other side of the room.
Anyhow, we must humbly tell to others, yeah, if you are my friend, if you want to know anything from me, I can present something in front of you. This is my material. It is very good and will create happiness in your heart and give you a very exalted life, what is transcendental, and you will get through this material what I have in my hand. You please test it and can see it. This way we can approach. It is not offensive. And other things, what are key, all the other religion, and what is the difference? You know? What is it?
The point, yes, that I was preaching about, they wanted to know the difference between Krishna conception and Western conception.
Yes, between Krishna conception and Western conception. Ah. What is the difference?
That he could explain.
It was within that context that this issue of preaching to those who
not so much that question. There wasn't so much that he explained that difference. He could explain that difference.
That wasn't his problem.
That was his problem. His problem was how much effort should he take to preach to people who may not have faith, when by preaching they will get faith.
We will preach that way. We must preach Krishna consciousness. But who have no faith, if I not show him, this is a rose. If I show him, yeah, this is rose. You know his name, you can test it, the smell of the rose, it is very good. You can see it. I am selling to you without payment. this way we can say them, first thing. And they will ask, different, what is other religion and what is Krishna consciousness? Must will ask, what is your wealth and what is wealth of other religion? Then you must preach them, it is not my wealth or other religion's wealth. This is the jiva souls, wealth of the jiva souls. It is, it's have in their own heart. Jaiva dharma, this word in Bengali. And that means this is the religion only for the jiva soul. We are not a Hindu, we are not Muslim, and we are not Christian or other followers of religions. We are supreme servitor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Supreme Personality of Godhead is
Krishna to Bhagavan, Tini Hachin Supreme Yesha, Lord Himself.
Tini.
Original Lord of all. Samam Bonam, all in all.
All in all, and we are the part of that Godhead. And what quality is that Godhead? That 50% with us, always. That is, we can understand that Godhead by His mercy. Not only that, we are existing power, maybe very tiny soul, and we have capacity to go there. That is, we have willing, we have feeling, and we have thinking. And Krishna is autocrat, but he is affectionate and divine lover. And he has also loving search for the conditioned souls, and who we are in that conditioned soul's position. But we are servitor of Krishna. That is our main existence. And he is also searching us to give his love, affection, beauty, everything, and ecstasy. But Krishna has given us freedom. That is, forcefully he not will push it. But he is showing, and he can show, and he want, we try to test that nectar of Krishna prema. And if once we make connection with us,
we cannot forget that Supreme Personality of Godhead and that equivalent or a Chidananda Dham.
Divine abode.
Divine abode of Krishna. And we have right to go there. It is not our own home. Actually, that is our home. We are transcendental, then our home must be transcendental.
This is not.
This way, we can represent our mood of devotion. It is not actually one kind of religion. It is, what is the religion of water? Water's religion, he is liquid. Water is liquid. But when too much cold, -10 degree or -5 degree, coldness comes, then water taking form of ice. The water's nature not like ice. Ice like a stone, but water is not stone. Water's nature, water's always liquid, and if he put water, he will go to down, not will go up. That is the water's nature. What is the nature of fire? Fire always will burn everything. That is his nature. Can burn or not to burn, that is he not will see. But his nature will try to burn everything. That is religion of fire. That is religion of water. And this way, Jiva Soul's religion is that he must be attracted to Brihat,
Supreme Great.
Supreme Great Lover. That is, he has that quality inside. And he must will try to go his own abode, that transcendental dham. This is nature of the Jiva Soul. And where not going? That is, in the middle, there are obstruction, that is ego, and environment, illusionary environment. Through that, ego coming. And ego making that obstruction. When ego will go out, ahamkaro nivritaram keshavo nahi duraga ahamkaro jutalam cha mante patvotarasa. When ego will come to take place in the middle, then Krishna and myself, Krishna Dham and myself, it is cannot contact. But ego when go out, then it is very easy to contact with that transcendental abode and Jiva Soul. And that we need. It is not our place actually. Here nothing is mine. Here everything is illusion of Maya, illusionary environment. That is, this body is not my body. I am telling it is my body. Why? I am telling my body. It is not my body. If it is my body, it will exist forever. But when I shall leave this body, it will lie down there 3 days, then it will go pacha.
Bad.
Bad. Yes. Balloon. আপনি বাংলাতে বলবেন Actually, Krishna consciousness is living matter. And when Swami Prabhupada came here,
that time, with him, one wave came in this Western world. And wave there, many of the auspicious souls, they touch that wave and they also are joined with that wave. But when Swami Prabhupada had gone, that wave also Manikalita Thiti Yajan.
Withdrew,
Maharaj. But Thiti Yajan, Rijiki Hale. সেই জিনিসটা মানে ঘন তরল হয়েছে এখন এখন অবস্থাটা হচ্ছে ঘন এবং তরল not like that way now rounding in this western world but the who took that time Krishna consciousness and with his holy association there many are benefited but in the line of Krishna consciousness they are one heavy ruling always we can see in our front that is nama aparad offense to the holy name and it is 10 kinds of offense Prabhupada Swami Maharaj said you must follow 4 directives one.
No intoxication.
No intoxication.
Because of gambling.
Oto taratari gambling noy, aste kore gambling. And?
Gambling.
No meat eating.
And?
Jutam,
and no killing.
No meat eating.
Meat eating. And suna, illegal sex. You will follow this and his followers told, yes, I shall follow. Will you chant 16 round? Yes, I shall chant 16 round. Take this beads. This way Swami Maharaj has given to them. But there is more than heavier some task inside. That is holy name, offense to the holy name. It is 10 kinds of offense. But Prabhupada when teach in this world Krishna consciousness, he not told too much about holy offenses. If he will tell it, they will be discouraged. Then
actually, when he gave nam, he always told what his 10 offenses. He would not give the name without telling what the 10 offenses are. Our inability may be
to not give too much attention.
He gave attention. His followers maybe not gave attention.
Anyway, the followers, they are not giving attention. That's we can say that is he is follower of Srila Swami Maharaj and what he is telling it is truth.
Perfect,
I think. Then disturbance comes from that part. Actually, gambling, illegal sex or anything, this is acting in the mundane environment. It is disturbing the natural life, natural auspicious life, disturbing that 4 directives. That is, Swami Maharaj said, you must leave that. And sympathetic nature, sympathetic dealings with nature, if you will do, then you must avoid these 4 directives. But it is very truthful, avoiding the 10 kinds of offense, it not so easy thing. And we can say they are not giving much attention. If they will give much attention, still they cannot follow properly. It is very heavy and hard. And other thing, we have come here. Swami Maharaj has gone, and power of wave must some money gone with him. And what is present, we will try to make it more alive and wave to practice with the help of each other. That is my program. They have got the seeds. I told it in my lecture also before. They have got the seeds from Srila Swami Maharaj and also Guru Maharaj. Yes. But it is necessary to plant proper way. In the way given us, that Krishna consciousness, many we have got it here. But now necessary to plant it very nice way. Then it will increase more and more. We have gone, but the result is present here. Right. Then we can give Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one song said, is in Bengali very nice. Tanya anite vrikkha, ekarkash mon, nasilo vrikkher shobha, suno sadhujan. Tomra sakale hao, e vrikkher mali, bhakti bari diyata hai, karo rupo shali. ফলিদে অমৃত ফল যুগল সেবন সবে মিলিয়ে একসাথে করো আস্বাদন. দিস ইজ মাই প্রোগ্রাম অ্যান্ড প্ল্যান. ইট ইজ নট মাই অ্যাকচুয়ালি, ইট ইজ মাই গুরুদেবস প্ল্যান অ্যান্ড প্রোগ্রাম. উই হ্যাভ গট দিস সিডস, উই হ্যাভ গট দ্যাট প্ল্যান্টস, মানে বেবি প্ল্যান্ট. বাট নাও নেসেসারি টু প্ল্যান্ট প্রপার ওয়ে অ্যান্ড প্রোটেক্ট ফ্রম আদার disturbance, and that is the offense, main disturbance, offense to the Vaishnava. That is, through the Vaishnava it's coming down, and by the Vaishnava it is distributed, and we have got through that
channel,
then we not to do offense first that Vaishnavas. And Vaishnava Aparad, Guru Babanka, 10 kinds of offenses, it is in Padma Purana described. And we must protect our the plant, baby plant, and give proper nourishment, that is Sravan Kirtan Jale Karaye Sichadi. Brahmanda Bhramide Kona Bhagavan Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasade Paye Bhakti Lata Bij. Bhakti Lata Bij Ekhane Ese Giyeche. এবং গুরুকৃষ্ণ প্রসাদে তারা পেয়েছে, কিন্তু এখন দরকার হচ্ছে মালি হইয়া সেই বীজ করে আরোপণ, শ্রবণ কীর্তন জলে করয়ে সিঁচন, উপজিয়া বারে লথা ব্রহ্মাণ্ড ভেদি যায়, বিরজা ব্রহ্মলোক ভেদি পরব্রহ্ম পায়, তবে যায় তদুপরি গোলোক বৃন্দাবন, কৃষ্ণচরণ কল্প বৃক্ষে করে আরোহণ. হ্যাঁ, মালি হইয়া তাহা বিস্তারিত হইয়া ঘরে প্রেম ফল হেথা নিত্য সেচে মালি শ্রবণ কীর্তন আদি জল. শ্রবণ কীর্তন স্মরণ বন্ধন এইগুলি যে আপনার ওটা কী বলে প্র্যাকটিশনার্স যে ওটা ক্রিয়া অ্যাক্টিভিটি অফ দি প্র্যাকটিশনার্স শ্রবণ কীর্তন এটসেট্রা, দে কন্টিনিউ হ্যাপিলি উইথ গুড অ্যাসোসিয়েশন, দ্যাটস নেসেসারি. অ্যান্ড ইফ আই ওয়ান্টস টু গিভ এনিথিং টু দিস Western world, this is my best and first advice to all. You do not do Vaishnava Aparad, and you must avoid 10 kinds of Nama Aparad. And Mahaprabhu given that clue which way you will chant. If we follow everything, we can avoid very easily. That is, Trinada Vishunichena Tarori Vashaishnuna অমানিনা মানদেন কীর্তনীয় সদা হবে. ইফ উইথ হিউমিলিটি, টলারেন্ট অ্যান্ড গিভিং অনার টু আদার্স, দেন
no offensive what will come in front of me. If I am humble, then everybody will be merciful for me, to me. If I am tolerant, all the bad environment, sinful environment, I can avoid. And if I give honor to others, this Trinadabhi Shunichana, this Sloka Mahaprabhu, everybody knows here. And if I am qualified with these three directives of Mahaprabhu, then easily I can proceed to our destiny. And that is my preaching now. But it is, I am not only my preaching, it is also my preaching life. And they have given many things to me. I cannot give them anything. That is, I have nothing, actually. But this consciousness I have got from my Guru Maharaj and Srila Swami Maharaj. And it is necessary for them. I am thinking here and I am seeing that. I am looking it. It is necessary for everybody. Otherwise, they will lose their mood of devotion in future. And if with this three they can proceed to their destiny, very easily can go there. Yeah, Guru Maharaj. Now time. Anikta hoye geche. বাংলা বলতে দিলে তোমার বেশ ভালো সুবিধা হয়, কিন্তু তাতে আমি পাই না আর কি করবো বলুন। আপনার এখানে তবু কয়েকজন রয়েছেন, আপনাদের সাথে দুটো একটা কথা বলতে পারছি। না আমি তো কোনো স্কুলে পড়ি নেই, অতএব আমি জানি না ইংলিশ কিচ্ছু। আমি পড়েছি সম্পূর্ণ, পড়াও বলা যায় না, এটা গুরু মহারাজের কাছে থেকে। তবে গুরু মহারাজ ছিলেন খুবই বড়, খুবই উঁচু, তবে তার সঙ্গটা খুব ভালোভাবে পেয়েছিলাম, এইটুকু বলা যায়। যে চব্বিশ ঘন্টায় তার সঙ্গেতে আমার কেটেছে, আর সেটা চল্লিশ বিয়াল্লিশ বছর ধরে। তাতে একটা একজন মহাপুরুষের সঙ্গে এবং খুব মানে ইন্টিমেটভাবেতে যদি তার সঙ্গটা হয়, তার প্রভাবটা কিছুটা পড়বেই, সে যত পাষণ্ডই হোক আর অযোগ্য হোক। আর আজকে আপনারা যেটা আমার ভেতর দেখছেন, এতে যেটুকু মানে ভালো কিছু দেখতে পান আছে নিশ্চয়ই, সেটা আমার গুরু মহারাজের দেয়া। এর মধ্যে আমার কোনো কৃতিত্ব নাই, যা কিছু করি সব জ্ঞানটা সেই ওপর থেকে আসে। যেটা আমি না জানি না পাই, সেটা আমি ওপর দিকে তাকালে আমার নেমে আসে, এইটা আমার সুবিধাটা। যেটা অপরের হয়তো নাই, আমার সেটা আছে, যার জন্য আমি প্রশ্নোত্তরকে কখনো ভয় খাই না। তার কারণই হচ্ছে এইটা, যে আমি জানি উত্তর আমার পকেটেতেই আছে, যত কঠিন প্রশ্নই আসি না কেন। কেবল ভাষার দুর্বলতাটা আমাকে অনেক সময় খুব কষ্ট দেয়, কিন্তু আমি চেষ্টা করি। আর আমার বন্ধু রয়েছেন শ্রীপাদ সাগর মহারাজ, ইনি সব সময় আমার সঙ্গে আছেন। এখানে এসে এই আমাদের জনার্দন মহারাজ আছেন, আর গিরি মহারাজ, ওখানে বৈষ্ণব মহারাজ, আরও দুই তিনজন মহারাজ এখানে আছেন। এদের স্নেহেতেই তো আমি পুষ্ট হয়ে কোনো রকমে চলছি আর কি। হ্যাঁ, আমার নবদ্বীপ থেকে বেরিয়ে আসার কোনো চান্স ছিল না, এরা জোর করে বার করে নিয়ে এসেছেন একরকম বলা যেতে পারে। হ্যাঁ, বিশেষত এই সাগর মহারাজ অ্যান্ড মোহনানন্দ, ওই অস্ট্রেলিয়ান ডিভোটি, সেখানে এতে প্রায় একশো দেড়শো অস্ট্রেলিয়ান ডিভোটি তারা একবার জোর করে ধরেছে যে আমাদের ওখানে গিয়ে ভিত্তি স্থাপন করতেই হবে, ওইটির মূল কারণ হলো। তারপরেতে সাগর মহারাজ তো সবসময়ই আছেন, উনি আমাদের লন্ডন মঠের ইনচার্জ ওখানে, আর সমস্ত পৃথিবী ঘোরাঘুরি করেন আমাদের মঠেরই স্বার্থেতে। গুরু মহারাজের খুব প্রিয়, ইনিও গুরু মহারাজের খুব প্রিয়, সকলেই প্রিয়, আমিও প্রিয়, আপনারাও সবাই প্রিয় আসলে। হ্যাঁ, বুঝতে পারুন আর না পারুন, সাধুদের তো নেবার কিছু নেই, যদি থাকে সেটা দেবার, অপরকে আর যদি কিছু আপনাদের দিতে না পারি আপনাদের স্নেহ নিতেও সংকোচ হবে তখন কেননা সেটাও তো বন্ধনের কারণ হয় কিন্তু যদি রিটার্ন কিছু দেওয়া যায় এবং সেটা যদি ট্রান্সেন্ডেন্টাল ম্যাটার হয় হ্যাঁ রিটার্ন তাহলে সেখানে আর কোনো বন্ধনের ইয়ে থাকে না ভগবান বলেছেন গীতায় জন্মকর্মচমে দিব্যং এবং যে ব্যক্তি তত্ত্বত তক্তা দেহং পুনর্জন্ম নৈতি মাম এতি অর্জুন হে অর্জুন আমার জন্ম এবং কর্ম এটি হচ্ছে দিব্য হ্যাঁ এটা যে বুঝতে পারে এবং যে ব্যক্তি যে এই জিনিসটি খুব ভালো করে একটু রিয়েলাইজ করে চিন্তা করে যদি বোঝবার চেষ্টা করে এবং বুঝতে পারে তাহলে তাকে আর জন্মকর্মের ভেতরে আসতে হয় না মানে আমার জন্মকর্মটা কি ধরনের জিনিস এটা যদি সে বুঝতে পারে তাহলে তার জন্মকর্ম থেকে মুক্তি হয়ে যায় এই রকম জিনিস হচ্ছে ট্রান্সেন্ডেন্টাল বস্তু যে আপনি যদি কৃষ্ণের ক্রামক্রীড়াটা শ্রবণ করেন তাহলে আপনার নিজের ভেতরে যে কামক্রোধ আছে সেগুলো সব চলে যাবে কিন্তু শুনতে হবে ঠিক প্রপার চ্যানেল থেকে তা নইলে কিন্তু আপনি বিপদে পড়ে যাবেন আপনি সহজিয়া হয়ে যাবেন হ্যাঁ তখন এই শূন্য গ্রন্থি অঞ্চলে বন্ধন হ্যাঁ একটা গিট আপনি বাঁধবেন ঠিকই কিন্তু ভেতরে কিছু পাবেন না সেই জন্যে কাম থ্রু দি প্রপার চ্যানেল এই যে একটা শব্দ শিখে রেখেছি গুরু মহারাজ কাছে এটা সব জায়গায় ছুঁড়ে ছুঁড়ে দিই তার কারণ হচ্ছে যে রাস্তাটা যদি আপনার ঠিক না হয় তাহলে তো আপনি মানে ছুটতে পারবেন না ছুটতে গেলেই হোঁচটে পড়ে যাবেন যে রাস্তা দিয়ে বয়ে চলেছে গঙ্গার জল ঠিক সেই রাস্তা দিয়ে আপনি আসুন দেখবেন আপনি ঠিক সমুদ্রে পৌঁছে যাবেন জন্ম আপনার হিমালয়ে হতে পারে কিন্তু সেই সমুদ্র আপনি পাবেনি জয় ওম শিবাশিল ভক্তি রক্ষক শ্রীদাদেব স্বামী মহারাজ কি
জয় ওম বিষ্ণু ভক্তি সুন্দর জয় গোট জয়